Oh, now this is a brand new one.
Believe you me. Okay, I promise this will be quick, Jim. 2 points about this next song. Okay, so I'm here till Sunday, and I'm staying with my cousin Jenna. Let's hear it for cousin Jenna. I'm staying with her on 46th Street between 9th and 10th. Now, I used to stay there every summer growing up, and back when I was growing up, that place was Hell's Kitchen, and now I come back, and it's Orlando, and it's crazy because there was... Restaurant Row used to kind of gently bleed right into transvestite prostitute row. And there were always this, like, cackle of trans... bevy, or... There was a flock of transvestite prostitutes who were... And there was one who... And they taught me this one, Bob Ara, taught me everything I know about life and love and autoerotic asphyxiation. And I don't know where she is. I feel like Holden Caulfield and Catcher in the Rye obsessing about where the ducks go in Central Park when the lake freezes in the winter. I don't know where they are. And okay, that's point one. Now merge that with point two. Jim and I have been writing songs since we were 18. Some of us, and we always thought of ourselves. We always thought of ourselves as like, right? Couldn't tell me if I'm wrong. As like a very poor man's Mick and Keith, like a very retarded, impoverished man's Mick and Keith. And I said to Jim about a month ago, I said, Chvilnish mit the poverty, let's write our own honky-tonk woman. How hard could that be? Well, fucking hard. So here's the song is what happens when a Fenwick tries to write honky-tonk woman. This is our honky-tonk woman. It's called My Mushy Tushy Baby. And it goes out to Bob Ara, wherever he is.